2018, Money 2020 in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here in the Coney DBX Experience Center. Look who I ran across. Dash Core Group's very own CEO, Ryan Taylor. Ryan, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How's the show? We were just talking before the recording that after this, you can kind of relax.
That's right. It's been exhausting, but really exhilarating at the same time.
I bet. Yeah, this place can be, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
But if you're kind of focused and you know what you want to look for, it can be very beneficial indeed. So,
yep.
Good stuff. Was there anything in particular that you were looking for this year at the show? Anything you want to learn? Any takeaways?
Well, I think the big takeaway for me is that last year's show, I think people were intrigued by digital currency and they wanted to learn about it, which had been a shift from the year before where they didn't know anything about it. I think the shift this year is now they're like, okay, I've accepted that this is part of the payment space. Now, how do I take advantage of it? How do I partner? How do I compete with? And everybody's trying to now figure out how to place it and in their own segment of the industry. So it's been an interesting shift. And I think that, for us, has made it the most productive conference we've ever had.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, how can you not when you have 11 or 12,000 people?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I've interacted with as many of them as I can,
really?
But yeah,
it's
been a fantastic
That's
one.
Awesome. Good to hear. Hey, the topic at hand here is Dash enhances user experience with Uphold integration into the Dash wallet. And that's one of the things I've been hearing a lot at this conference is the user experience.
Mm-hmm.
How do we make it frictionless is kind of like the buzzword for this year and all that type of stuff. So give me a quick overview on this particular topic.
Well, Dash has been really focused on making the user experience better for the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done that in a number of ways. We have instant transactions as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Where it confirms as quickly as a credit card transaction. But the big thing we've been working on is our Evolution release, which will introduce basically similar functionality to other services like Venmo or PayPal or Square Cash. So we're moving in that direction.
Okay.
And the announcement that we had at the show today is that we integrated Uphold services directly into our wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And Uphold is a broker. They're very similar to Coinbase.
Mm-hmm.
They allow you to move between various world currencies and cryptocurrencies, even precious metals.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done is we've taken their great API and work with their team to actually integrate that set of services directly into the Dash wallet.
Mm-hmm.
What it means for users is I can now connect my bank account to my Dash wallet, and I, as well as credit and debit cards,
mm-hmm.
and I can top up my Dash so that I can go spend it at any point in time through that service, and it's all there right in one app. So it does take some of that friction out of opening one app, doing a transaction,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, opening my wallet, figuring out what address I'm going to send it to,
mm-hmm.
and then going back to Uphold services mm-hmm. and sending the money to mm-hmm. that address. It just creates a very seamless experience where I can come in, say the amount that I want to transfer into my wallet, and it's done. And so when you take that friction out, you make using that service that much easier. And so I think Dash is kind of leading the charge on usability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're going to be focused over the course of the next couple
of years. And
you guys
work directly with banks and credit unions, right? So to get in, to have them kind of white label it, I guess, and offer it to their customers? Or what's the connection there?
So the Uphold service leverages the ACH network.
Okay.
So they can work with any bank.
Oh, nice.
And so it just is an easy way to do that conversion
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Do it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They also support our instant send technology,
mm-hmm.
so the transactions themselves come through to the wallet, you know, within a couple of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So it just is a great way to be able to link those two financial
mm-hmm.
services that
mm-hmm.
people use in the same way that they're used to with Venmo already. They can link their bank account, credit card, checking account, their savings account,
mm-hmm.
their credit card, their debit card, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they can link those two,
okay.
and then set it and forget it. And if they need more money in their wallet,
mm-hmm.
they can just do that transfer.
Okay, gotcha. And I think this sounds like it's great for international travelers as well, since you can use any currency, all that. yeah, that stuff. So
that's right. Yeah. They enable you to convert to other currencies as well.
That's awesome.
And that can have usability for businesses too. That mm-hmm. that can convert into their local currency.
Okay. Yeah. So for businesses who, you know, deal with other businesses internationally. Very cool. So what's the significance of this? What's the importance? Why should we care? Basically.
Well, I think that digital currency has had difficulty getting adopted because it is difficult to use. You're faced with long cryptographic addresses. All of that should be in the plumbing. You're faced with scanning QR codes, using multiple services. We need to do a better job as an industry working with the rest of the financial services space to help make this easier for people if we expect mainstream adopters to come on board. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is important because it's the first time any digital currency has enabled this directly in their own wallet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the direction the entire industry needs to move. And we don't just stop here. We need to get rid of the cryptographic addresses. That's part of our goal with Evolution is to become
right
username based. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I should be able to create a username within the Dash network. I should be able to friend you.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be able to transact and see the payments coming and going to
that.
A name instead of an address.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so those are all kind of the goals of the things that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you do that, if you remove those barriers and focus on those, you make it possible for people to actually integrate this into their lives.
Yeah.
We can't expect them to learn. Yeah, a lot of people say, hey, why don't we just teach them how to use this stuff? That's not the solution. The solution is not education. The solution is make your product better.
Yeah.
And they will
and
adopt
use it.
And
most definitely. All right, final question here. What's the outlook? Where do we go from here? What's next for you guys in 2019?
Well, we've recently published our entire strategy around growth, mm-hmm. and we are focused on 5 different growth markets. Mm-hmm. We're going to be pouring our resources into those areas because we think they're the best opportunities for that cryptocurrency can address best and that Dash is well positioned to address.
Mm-hmm.
And so that combination of things is what we're focused on.
Mm-hmm.
That includes the remittances market, particularly in Latin America.
Yeah, good one.
Yep, cash-based businesses. We're partnered with Alt36 in the United States. They're a payment gateway for the cannabis industry.
I was thinking of that too. That's weird because I was thinking of those two things, yeah.
Cash handling costs are huge mm-hmm. in that industry, between 15 and 25%.
Oh, yeah.
And so we believe by digitizing that, we can cut a lot of costs for those types
yeah.
of businesses. And Alt36 is... a highly compliant business that is working on that
problem. That's only going to grow, too. It's only going to grow.
High growth industry.
Yeah, no doubt.
The third is gaming and other high chargeback industries. Online gaming industry is large and growing quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're the exclusive cryptocurrency for FanDuel, which is a big site for fantasy sports.
Yep.
So we've started there. And then traders. Traders need to arbitrage between different markets. And we have instant send technology. So if we can enable that on more exchanges, we can enable traders
That's
with the tools
market.
They
that would be
need.
A big market for you.
Yeah. So moving money quickly, moving value quickly okay. between exchanges is something that we think is really valuable.
Yeah.
The last one is a geographic market, Venezuela. We have over 2,000 merchants in Venezuela,
mm-hmm.
and we're solving real problems for them far beyond just the inflationary issue.
Mm-hmm. Such as? Well, yeah, what are you saying?
Well, if I want to make a large purchase, like a refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
my credit card is limited to $50 to $100
right,
a day.
Right.
I have to coordinate an event with my friends and family to go make that purchase and, then pay everybody back over the course of the next week with my allotment. From
okay.
my bank.
Yeah.
That's just one example.
Okay.
There's connectivity issues with point of sale systems. It's very unreliable infrastructure there. Practical issues like going to the beach and renting a beach umbrella. You can't carry a bag of cash with you for that rental.
No, that's not good, especially that part of the world.
Yep. And so, because it literally takes that many bills.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So they write your phone number down at the end of the day and it's IOU. and you have to really? Do the transaction the next day over the phone.
That's funny.
There are real problems there that are hindering commerce, and Dash can really help address a lot of those.
Cool. Very nice. And how did this show benefit you guys? Obviously, the exposure was great. Anything else? Any other benefits to Money 2020 for you guys this year?
Well, it's an opportunity for our team to come together too. Mm-hmm. We have business development people all over the world. Our own team is pretty decentralized. Mm-hmm. We have contributors from probably around 20 countries around the world. And so it's an opportunity for a subset of those to come together, meet each other, but also to bring our partners with us. We had, I think, around 6 or 7 of our partners with us at our booth. And it's amazing. They started making connections and saying in the ways that they could better work together. And so there's just a ton of collaboration here that takes place beyond just expanding our own ecosystem out to new services and partners.
Right on. Well, that's a great message to end on. Ryan, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a little bit. Appreciate the time. Well, congrats on your success.
You.
And 2019 sounds like sky's the limit for you guys. Well, all these different markets you're dealing with.
We're hoping to grow a lot of those. So,
right on. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on you.